Oh, hi. Just give me one second. Let me see. I need a people. I need a woman's world. Ooh, look at that. Dr. Oz just found a cure for a real thick toenails. Amazing. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is comedian Marion Grodin. Yes, that last name does sound familiar. She is the daughter of legendary actor Charles Grodin. Marion will be here. We'll talk about her book, Standing Up, a memoir of a funny, not always life. And we'll talk about what it's like to be a comic on the road working. She's been on The View. She's a very, very funny lady. And we'll have a chance to chat with her. And then Whole Foods. They got in trouble with the cops. Why? Because they dared open on Good Friday. Didn't happen in the U.S. It happened up in Ottawa in Canada. And then this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by the unhappiest jobs in America. They're drudgery. They're terrible, but they're a paycheck. Do you work at one of these jobs? Well, stay tuned and find out. We start things off this hour with my most recent trip to the supermarket. Yeah, that's me. There I am, as Matt Harvey is pitching for the Mets, but I'm in the store buying food. That's a whole other story for another time. But there I am at the checkout line. And so I'm waiting, and so what do? You start looking at all of those magazines. You know, a couple of them, you're glad you don't have your kids. Cosmopolitan. You know, there's a very attractive woman there, sometimes in a very revealing pose, I don't know. But there's always something about this one was, and it actually said, sex, sex, sex. Moves that'll make you great. Well, don't they always have something like that teasing you on the cover about how great of a lover they can make you? So if you are a regular subscriber or a regular consumer at the checkout counter of Cosmopolitan, and let's say you've been following all of this advice since, I don't know, 1986, shouldn't you already be the best lover in the world? Why do you need any more tips? How much information do you really need to know about that? Then we move on. Sandra Bullock is the prettiest or the most attractive woman in the world. She's 50. And what is this? Is it on People magazine? Yes? All right, it's on People magazine. So People calls her the most attractive woman in the world. Well, the picture they have of Ms. Bullock has been airbrushed so much it would take the paint off of a 67 Pontiac in a junkyard. That's how much this thing has been airbrushed. She is a very attractive woman, but put a real photo of her up there, not one that's been run through 19 different filters and shot with a special light. Then we have, when you knew what you were going to get now recently, you knew you were going to get Bruce Jenner on some of these covers as well. And when I was in the store, this was, I think, maybe 18 hours after his ABC interview with Diane Sawyer, and it talked about how, oh, Bruce Jenner on suicide watch after the TV interview airs. Oh, wait a minute. Did you print this magazine and get it to stores and put it on the racks 18 hours after it aired? People buy these things left and right. Do you know, remember how it all started? Do you remember when the National Enquirer was actually a relevant publication in this country? Back when we didn't have all of the online information, people would buy this stuff. And it was, you know, these salacious articles. And do you remember the Weekly World News? Aliens have just abducted Gary Coleman. That was a rage in the 80s. Actually, I would buy that, and that would be the basis of stories for my college radio show. So that's how I trained for this career, folks. That's why you're listening to me right now. Because I had the wherewithal to get the Weekly World News and use it for show prep back in the 1980s at Rutgers University. Anyway, but some of this stuff, especially Cosmopolitan, you know, you're standing there with a kid. My son's 12. He knows kind of what's going on. And then he sees that and he reads that. And, you know, that O word being thrown out every month on the cover of Cosmopolitan. You would think you'd have enough of it on daytime TV. There's still so much of it when you walk up just to pay for your pork chops as well. But somebody's making money. That's all that counts, I guess, right? Stay with us. Marion Grodin. She's coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. A dozen years attending this motorcycle rally, ABM finally has a complaint. Visual pollution, creating obtrusive photo bombs. Was it really necessary to mount 45 feet of commercial logo flags on every block in Main Street? Come on. Today on American Biker Minute.
Summer is sweeter with your free six-piece Lancome gift at Macy's. Enjoy Definisil's mascara and choose a night cream, juicy tube shade, and a skincare or makeup duo all in a tote. Yours with any $35 or more Lancome purchase while supplies last. Visit your Lancome counter today, only at Macy's. Hey!
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Oh, really? 15-foot tall, 2-foot wide, pole-mounted flags, 3 to a block, virtually impossible to photograph bikes on Main Street without the insurance company photo bomb. Well, at least I didn't have to look at her picture. We're only hoping this photo bomb trend won't spread to Sturgis. Too many obtrusive street-level banners block out the bikes. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you get more done without working more? Throw away your to-do list.
Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, suggests making a not-to-do list instead, because what you don't do determines what you can do.
The biggest thing on his not-to-do list is communications, phone calls, meetings, and email.
For example, don't check email first thing in the morning. Get one important task done instead. Don't check email late at night either. It's a recipe for insomnia.
Don't check email on the weekends. Life's too short.
So when does he suggest checking email? At set times, 2 or 3 times a day.
Make a not-to-do list to keep focused on your most important tasks. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Summer is sweeter with your free six-piece Lancome gift at Macy's. Enjoy Definisil's mascara and choose a night cream, juicy tube shade, and a skincare or makeup duo all in a tote. Yours with any $35 or more Lancome purchase while supplies last. Visit your Lancome counter today, only at Macy's.